Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. College football quarterfinals continue on this New Year's Day. Live right now in the fourth quarter, Oregon leads Texas Tech 16-0 in the Orange Bowl. Coming up at 4 o'clock out in Pasadena, top-ranked Indiana squares off with Alabama in the Rose Bowl. And it's an SEC clash in the Sugar Bowl to cap the day off with Georgia taking on Ole Miss. They get started at 8 o'clock. The winner there gets Miami in the Fiesta Bowl, as we know, beat Ohio State 24-14 in the Cotton Bowl last night. The offseason came early for Ohio State as four Buckeyes from last night have announced they'll be entering the transfer portal, including tight end Jelani Thurman. And this morning, backup quarterback Lincoln Keenholz announced he intends to enter his name into the portal as well. This update sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit geteco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy New Year. We're here.
Merry New Year.
How you doing, good clean boy?
I'm doing okay. No. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's not lie.
How you doing,
Lousy.
Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing crappy, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, let's be honest about it.
Thank you.
Right, Tress? Yeah.
Tress. We have really no plan for today. Our only plan is we're going to talk to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. He's at the Rose Bowl today. So he'll join us his regular Thursday time, 3:30. It's Too Hot Thursday. Play some audio.
Too hot!
Hopefully.
How are we doing that?
Try
we
not
decided
to
on like
kill ourselves.
Are we kind of going to put that back in the fourth? No, let's not do that. Whenever we feel like we need
Timmy,
a little pause,
there's
or a break.
No plan.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Whenever
we feel like it, let's stick to what we did, where we expanded Too Hot from just the 4:30 segment to all show long. We might need some reprieve as we meander our way through these 3 hours, because this is the end. This is an incredibly disappointing feeling. I don't know if I come down to it's a complete and total failure like we discussed, but there's no sugarcoating this. This sucks. That's a lousy way to go out. It's a major disappointment.
It's a failure. I think it is. You know, we can
talk
about...
I'm not going to talk you off of feeling that way.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
Look, we can... There's plenty of shows out there. There's plenty of, you know, Sun Came Up Today, all that crap. I will try and not yell today. I don't want to. I want to start 2026 off with some positive vibes. That game ended before 11:59 last night.
Can we stop doing this on New Year's Eve? I'm tired of ruining New Year's Eve with these lousy losses.
That's two lousies.
I know.
Hey, Tress, how you doing?
Doing lousy, Mike.
Okay.
Hey,
see?
Hey.
Look, even Tress.
I contend that that's my favorite word to say how I'm in a bad mood.
Lousy?
Yeah. Right. Awful.
Get in touch with us, please, on X at Man and Timmy 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. You can email us goodcleanboy.
Make it a good email
at gmail.com.
I'm asking for more emails than texts because I'm an old man now and I don't read the phone so well. Yeah, that's how old I am. I don't like
you
to read.
You got those Coke bottle glasses on, man. You can read it.
The glare. I get you email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I got it on my entire computer screen here. You can put more of your thoughts into that. You can type it out on the keyboard, too. You need to.
All right, let's start here. For like 10 years after 2002, we were talking a lot about 2002 yesterday because it was Miami. Oh, by the way, did you know that Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis went to Miami?
Michael Irvin is crazy. Did you see him?
How many almost maybe murderers do you have on the sidelines there?
Was he hanging out doing coke with Tony Montana before that game? Did you see him?
I seen like, him. How could I miss him?
After he rips the belt from his pants, he's showing his six pack. I'm like, dude, you're like 60 years old.
ESPN showed him after every damn play.
Man,
both of them.
The words of Bo Bishop, would you act accordingly? Sure, you could be there on the sideline and have a nice time, but man, just whipping that Buckeye shirt with the belt 50 times after the game?
There's part of me that says, you know, that's good, that's great, that you have alumni that have passion for the program after all these years. But there's another side of me that says, all right, man, what you've done is just demonstrate how irrelevant this program has been since 2002. Now, we'll take our medicine. We didn't do anything yesterday. You pushed us around, pushed... I want to push you around,
and I will.
I want to push you down.
I want to take you for granted. But no, here's the thing. Like, I saw a couple of people, you know, putting this thought out there, too. Congratulations, Ohio State, on giving Mario Cristobal the platform to go out there and pine for how good football is in the ACC.
All right. Look, you take it.
What can you say to that, right?
Nothing.
It's like, oh, God, that's another sucky feeling about this, aside from like the first 50 points that we'll get to about the actual game and Ohio State's offense and all that. But you let them do that to you last night.
But, you know, after 2002, all I would hear from people, you know, after the Buckeyes played an unnecessarily close game or didn't live up to expectations was, hey, remember 2002? You know, a lot of close games that year, and what happened? They won the championship.
Cardiac Buckeyes.
Well, I can sort of hear that now, and I've been hearing that the last couple weeks since the Indiana game. Like, hey, remember last year? They lost, and they learned their lesson. Then they went on to the playoffs, won the championship. This year's going to happen, too, just like
now,
that.
Not.
No. Last year was last year. It has nothing to do with this year. This was a completely different team.
It's just something we try to do.
I understand, but
3.5 weeks, and that's another storyline too, to get ready for this game and build up storylines. It's just, you think about the classic matchups and what it was like 23 years ago and how you can sort of make some similarities to this game this year.
There's no similarities. There's none. The game is completely different. The teams are completely different.
I know.
The situations are completely different. And, you know, sometimes you lose... and there's no silver lining to a loss. It's like, oh, you lost and you learned your lesson and you correct your mistakes. Like, no, sometimes,
not anymore. No.
Sometimes you
it's
lose.
Over.
And the downside of that is you're exposed. And I think the Buckeyes losing to Indiana in the fashion that they did didn't teach them a lesson. It exposed them that you can bully these guys at the line of scrimmage. And when it comes down to it, they will not be able to respond. They're weak.
The more surprising thing for me, Mike, is it ultimately, yeah, like we were both fooled and we gave this team the benefit of the doubt. We had trust, right? I think we had some trust with this team, with this coaching staff based on the 4-game run that they just had in the previous college football playoff. But again, like, as you just said, that was last year. This is this year. But we knew in the buildup that Miami's strength was in that defensive line, was in that defense. And when we saw an Ohio State offense sputter the last time out against Indiana, that was going to be the first thing. And when you had some shuffling and you had some injuries on the offensive line, they already had a poor game coming in. That was not the most surprising thing. It was majorly disappointing. You'd like to think that they had some more fight and some want to and desire and that they'd be more cohesive. Right? Like that they could figure it out against Miami. But when the defensive line, which was a strength of this entire football team and a strength of that unit, when they were getting pushed around the way that they were by Miami's offensive front, that was more disappointing for me.
And
that they couldn't be there.
The thing, too, is that it's not like Miami was doing anything creative.
No.
Carson Beck couldn't get Tony. Was doing nothing.
They couldn't get Malachi Tony, who was the electrifying dude. They didn't get him up and running that much. Fletcher was just kind of killing him in the run game, and Beck was had that stretch where he had 12 straight completions. You look up, you almost don't even realize it. He's dinking and dunking.
What do they call it? They call it like leaky black yards or leaky yards or something.
Leaky yardage.
Leaky yardage.
You're getting chipped and hit, and he just keeps moving forward.
You know, you hit a guy, should be a gain of two.
And it's a gain of six.
But instead, it's a gain of six because he's dragging you for 4 yards.
How many times you see that, too, where it was a pile?
The entire game.
Pile stopped at 2 yards. And then the play finished at 4 or 5. Come on.
It's like, almost like the Buckeyes said, oh, yeah, okay, well, we hit him. That's good enough. He'll stay there.
How many times did it look like the defensive line was just stood up? I mean, seriously, just stood up tall, and Beck could just sit back there and make the quick throw, keep things moving.
But his throws were all like he's checking down out of the backfield.
They were boring. They were boring.
Somehow there's 9 yards of space.
How? I don't get it.
You're playing, you know, you got a 3rd down and 6. They go out, run a 9-yard route. There's no pressure whatsoever.
Underlying,
the coverage is loose.
Underlying thing in this game, and maybe you probably noticed and maybe didn't think about it, but I think it was Miami's wide receivers. They actually played really physical on the outside. And it's not... You're kind of looking in the interior and you're seeing how we're not getting any pass rush, and that's probably what your eyes are focused on. Ohio State's wide receivers.
Oh, don't get me
evidence,
started.
And we'll get to that today.
Don't get me started, buddy.
Not the best, but Miami's wide receivers, I think they were pretty good. There was one of those plays, I think it was in the third or the fourth quarter, where it was another key 3rd down, and they had them stacked, like 3 wide receivers stacked on the right side, and it was just a quick little play, and you kind of could see it coming. But Jermaine Matthews Jr. just couldn't get over there to defend the play, and it wound up being 4 or 5 yards, but it moved the chains, and it was huge.
Hop in the YouTube chat as well. We are there. Just go to YouTube, 971 The Fan, and hop in the live chat. We have normally friendly people. I don't know if they're friendly today. But we're here with you for 3 hours, keeping you company. Hopefully you're not working. You can just put your seat up and... Seat up?
Put your feet up.
How do you
put your seat
put
up?
Put your seat on a comfortable seat.
Get your ace on a nice cushion.
And we will be with you until 6 o'clock. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's only one problem that we're seeing right now on the roadways. It's an accident on Stelzer Road at International Gateway. Westbound I-70 construction that's closing down the left 2 lanes between Hilliard Rome and State Route 142. Expect delays as you head through there. And on the east side, no delays in both directions on I-70 from 71 to State Route 79. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
What do you know?
And I said, well, I was on television for 15 years, and I don't know if you've heard of Charles Pinzone and Kenneth. I didn't even have to pay for the haircuts.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
What does it mean? Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. and that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Start the new year off.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Probably the mostly cloudy skies are expected here for your New Year's Day with high temperatures into the 20s here this afternoon. We are looking at the chance for a few flurries, but otherwise pretty quiet conditions here for today. And then more sunshine for tomorrow with high temperatures back to the lower 30s. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Buckeyes lose to Miami, and we're here for you. A special New Year's Day edition of the show. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Wish I was dead, Mike.
Me too, Tress.
You ain't lying. Feels bad.
There's so many things we can go to. First of all, we can have the discussion. It's a valid discussion, too, because it looks like Texas Tech's going to lose this game and not score a damn point.
God.
I mean, it's pretty much over.
And I haven't been able to sink my teeth into this game because we've been back there getting ready for the show.
So teams with a bye the last 2 years are now 0-6.
0-6.
Once this game goes final. So that's, look, you can't
ignore
that.
Watch your ass, Indiana.
Maybe Indiana comes out and they beat Alabama's ass.
I hope they do. And you know where I've been since the beginning. I've been worried for Indiana. I wasn't worried for us. I maybe a little bit throughout the way had some nerves for the long layoff. But ultimately, I said 28-10.
I know. But
Ohio State wins and look where we are.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't change things around. We changed the seating around this year. We should change. I've said home site playoff games in the quarterfinals. We should have it. That's the ultimate reward for getting a bye, is having a home site playoff game. And, you know, Dan Lanning was talking about this week, condensing this and getting it done before the new year. I have no problem with that either. But let's also not forget, kids, that the layoff the Buckeyes had because they did not play in the Big Ten championship game last year, the layoff they had from the Michigan game to the Tennessee playoff game is the same layoff that they had this year. So it's not the number of days. All right, we can make a point about neutral site and should they have to play at these bowl games. Look, I'm with you. Let's talk about it. But from a layoff perspective, it's the same as last year.
It's just that here you have a team that just played 8, 9, or 10 days ago.
That's right.
Got back into the rhythm, although you could argue what you saw with Miami against Texas A&M was not a whole lot of rhythm there. They did go on the road and get the job done, so credit to them. Now they've had a nice year. You know, now whatever Miami does the rest of the way, they've actually done something, winning two games in the college football playoff, winning on the road, beating Ohio State. The Buckeyes flipped the coin. Not successful at all when you consider you have a 12-0 start and you lose these last two. And here's on the subject of the layoff where I came down from. And you mentioned Dan Lanning speaking on this. Two things can be true. It feels like an excuse, right?
Yeah.
You still want to you play good football. You want to get that bye. You want to have to win less games. Winning three games easier to do than winning four games to win a national championship. So I'm not going to go right out there. But a second thing, both things can be true. It can still be a stupid system.
Yeah, you're
for
exactly
everybody.
Right.
And you're trying to find it. Why are we doing this in the first place? What has college football been doing the last 3-4 years? Trying to find the most perfect kind of playoff system to crown a national champ. Find the right amount of numbers. Now, you get too many people in the room, you get stupidity. So we're ultimately going to F this up in the end. I have no faith that we will get it right, but it's not the smartest way to do it, to have teams sitting around getting cold, to have the best, most competitive games. You want to see teams looking like they're at close to their best.
Yeah.
And you did not see Ohio State look like they were at close to their best. Still
close
on them.
Close to their best.
They stunk. They stunk. I mean, in that first half.
I'm not usually this guy, but I knew they were losing that game within the first 5 minutes, and it was a scoreless first quarter, too. It's not like they fell into 20-0 hole or something like that.
The way
they came out, they were listless. They couldn't get off blocks. It's like they had glue on their uniforms.
I thought that this was going to 35-0, 42-0 land, maybe 49-0 land. I thought they were fixing to get
housed. Then you should
housed.
Be thrilled.
Right now,
at least we're not Texas Tech. We scored a damn point.
I said in jest, well, I guess I'll turn on the Jackets. You know, who in the world is watching the Jackets?
How about that? As soon as I turned them on last night, they give up 3 goals in 90 seconds.
I laughed out loud because I didn't watch any of that. That was a joke when I tweeted that. I was not actually going to start watching the Jackets when the Buckeyes and the college football playoffs were on. But someone said back to me, like, yeah, they're looking good. 2-0.
They had a good second period.
I'm like, okay.
And then?
2-0. And then boom, boom, boom. 3 straight goals early third and they lose. But when they threw that pick six to me, so you have that play that goes against you. It wasn't even so much that, though. It was just overall the way that they were getting manhandled on both fronts. Let's simplify this. You can't win a football game. You just can't. You won't. You have to get really, really lucky, and you have to be really, really good in so many other areas. And Ohio State has so much talent that they can mask some of that. But you can't get pushed around like that and win a big football game.
They were pushed around on every single level, Timmy.
For two straight games.
Let's go to that pick six. Because Jeremiah Smith is perhaps the best talent in college football. I love the guy. You know, I can't wait to see what he does next year. That pick six was on him, man. He didn't get a finger on the guy.
Not one.
I mean, it's a screen pass going out to Brandon Innes, and he didn't get a finger. This is all predicated on your wide receivers going out and blocking. And we saw that several times. Carnell Tate had a couple Ole blocks. Jeremiah Smith couldn't put a finger on the defender. That's not Julian Sain was bad. All right. And we're gonna talk about him and how he looked like a deer in the headlights and all that. But that's not on him. That's a timing play. He has to get it out as soon as humanly possible.
You know who else that's on? Ryan Day.
We are going to talk.
Yuck.
We're going to talk about the play calling. We're going to talk about the coaching because this coaching staff has been woefully outcoached the last two games. Like, not even close.
No.
Outcoached. But you got to put your guys in a position to be successful.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson's out there.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
I know Bo Jackson has really surprised all of us, including the coaching staff. The guy didn't play the first game of the season. He's a true freshman. He does look quite dynamic when there's space and he's running the ball. But you're putting him back there, a true freshman, trying to pick up a pass rush and recognize blitz. He has no idea what the hell he's doing. He's getting thrown on his ass for the entire game.
I know I said what I said and had a spiel about Bo Jackson and wanted to see much more of him and didn't think we talked about him enough in the buildup to this. But you're right. You're right. It was on the film last night. I think Bo, it's like a lot of these guys, too. And it's like the story of the season. We saw Bo Jackson do fine in pass protection against worse teams, against defenses that were not as talented as that Miami team who has a couple guys that might be top 10 draft picks, Reuben Bain Jr. being one of them. Thomas, their linebacker, was all over the place too. But that was you said deer in the headlights. It was a little bit of that trying to pick up those blocks. He did well in the run game. It's the last thing he's got to figure out because he can be a truly dynamic back if you can do all three of those things. And that puts you into the category of an all-time special Buckeye running back, right? Zeke could do that, could block, could hit you in the mouth, run, catch out of the backfield. JK did that. Bo's got to pick up the blocking element. But all in all, I like to put the blame all over the place. And I think through the course of the show, we will do that. It'll be on players. Well, it'll be on coaches. It'll be
like
on everybody.
You like to put the blame all over the place because it goes.
It does.
All over the
truly
place.
Truly was a team loss. Different units, different individuals. But my God. Real quick, go back to that pick six. I want to take a second on that pick six.
All right.
So why in the hell are you calling that play when you finally have a big hitter down into the red zone? You get a 59-yard bomb, the only thing that worked in the football game to that point. You have to, I say, even a field goal would suffice.
A field goal? What land of Narnia are you living in, my friend?
We needed a coffin. Field goal?
I don't know. But how do you call that slow developing look to the left? Why is there no misdirection? You can't tell me you can't even have Julian saying look off to the right before he pivots back to make that throw. Obviously, blame goes all around. Jeremiah Smith cannot get beat by Keontae Scott like that. That was gross. A lot of chirping in this game. He said what he said about Miami.
A lot of chirping before the game.
Receivers on corners. That's a lot of trash talk that goes back and forth. You can't get a finger on that guy. But I need to see those plays. I want them dead. I want them gone. The bubble screen on second down. We need to be going forward. We have to score here. And take advantage of that opportunity, and they threw it away. That was the moment for me. I thought they were dead. Like, that just feels wrong, feels bad. 14-0, just the way, the looks on everyone's faces, thought it was over.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, we'll talk about this with him. He is out at the Rose Bowl. All that crap coming up in 2 minutes. Man, what a tease that is. All that crap.
All that stuff.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Roadways around town are now accident-free as the only crash out there now cleared away on Stelzer Road at International Gateway. Westbound I-70 on the west side. Left two lanes are closed off from construction between Hilliard Rome and 142. Expect delays as you head through there right now, seeing no delays in either direction between 71 and State Route 54. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Money Britain, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He is live out at the Rose Bowl. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Here's a Hoosiers stance behind me. I think anyone who's ever been affiliated with Indiana football is here. So quite an atmosphere here in Pasadena.
Well, the bye week teams are not having a very good performance. I don't know if that's an excuse for Ohio State, but it's something to talk about. But let's go back and talk about the performance from yesterday. I am shocked that two games in a row against Indiana, and of course last night, you saw the Buckeyes just whooped and beat up at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. How surprised were you to see it?
Yeah, I was surprised to a degree that they hadn't made the adjustments. Maybe they couldn't, honestly, on the offensive line to prevent what we saw last night. I did think defensive line-wise that they would play better. And, you know, it wasn't like Miami went up and down the field. Well, actually did kind of go up and down the field. They didn't score a ton of points, but they stayed on the field. And I think the larger discussion with Ohio State has to be about, you know, if you're going to rely on your defense that much, do you have to change the tempo on offense? Because it was such a low possession game that, you know, they didn't give themselves much of a chance after they fell behind two scores. And part of that was just not getting on and letting Miami, even if they weren't scoring, you know, mount these 3-4-5 minute possessions every time.
No, Adam, I saw you tweet about that last night. That was a point of this game that we really hadn't tapped into yet. The pace of play for the Buckeyes, even when, and give me your thoughts on this, because even when the Buckeyes came out of the halftime break and finally found something, they had a nice drive and scored a touchdown, but they took half of the third quarter up. And then, as you mentioned, the defense, maybe the most critical juncture of the game was when the defense gave up a field goal on that very next possession. They couldn't do it with how slow they were playing.
No doubt. And I mean, listen, you can look at both of those losses and find a handful of plays that if they go differently, Ohio State might walk out of both games with victories. But you're right. You know, you get the momentum coming out of the break, but it takes you a while. So that puts urgency on that next possession to get off the field. And the number of third and fourth downs that were converted by Miami really stood out to me after watching the A&M game. That's not nearly as good of a defense as Ohio State. And I know there was wind and some other conditions there on the road, but I really thought that Ohio State would force punts and would get off the field and give itself a few more chances offensively. But I really think that they have to look at this and say, hey, if we're going to be still a program that's built around wide receivers and quarterbacks and have an offensive-minded head coach, we've got to speed up play in order to create some more possessions in games where we fall behind. And I think the problem with this season, guys, is that they weren't in adverse situations nearly often enough. It's why I think Indiana may fare better today. Indiana was down against Iowa. Indiana was tied against Oregon. Indiana had to come back and beat Ohio State. Penn State. They weren't in these situations enough. And, you know, again, part of that's the fact that they're really good and that their league schedule, you know, didn't spit out the right opponents. But I think you have to account for that. What if we are down 14-0? What are we going to do about it? How can we change our pace so we give ourselves enough chances to win the game?
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. Dan Lanning was talking this week and last week about condensing this. We should be done with this by January 1st. There's been conversation about holding quarterfinal games at home sites. We've seen them now go back after seeing what we saw last year. They went back and changed the seeding process. Can you see something like that changing for next season?
I doubt it for next season. They're so tied into the bowls and, you know, having all of these, you know, prime bowls having the quarterfinal or semifinal opportunities. And so if they were to go to that particular model, you're shuffling dates, you're creating more campus games, which I think I would welcome and others would welcome. Dan Lanning, you know, certainly outlined the benefits of those. But I think it's just this sport just usually doesn't move that quickly as far as you're getting rid essentially of a huge chunk of these bowl games it being part of the playoffs. So I think that's a discussion that will be had. I just don't think it's going to be implemented that quickly.
All right, Adam, what do you think is going to be the script for this Rose Bowl here as we look at Indiana and Alabama, already knowing the 0-6 mark of the teams that have the bye week, though this Indiana team certainly feels unique and that they are different and might be not the team to fall into what the stats say.
No, and again, you know, we've seen it in the playoffs. And we talked about it extensively with Ohio State. It's a line of scrimmage-based game at this point. And I think objectively, Indiana has been better at the line of scrimmage than Alabama has been. Now, maybe Alabama's better today, and that's all that matters. I was talking with one of their assistant coaches earlier. Hey, it doesn't matter your path here. It's the fact that you're here, and can you peak at the right time? But they're going to have to find a way to run the ball, which they haven't done most of the season, Alabama. And Indiana's run game, guys, doesn't get nearly enough attention. They've averaged more than 60 yards rushing a game more than they had in 2024. So if they have that offensive balance and they keep Mendoza out of difficult situations and allow him time to attack, I think they're going to be in a real good position to win this game. But Alabama has explosive players, and they can certainly make the big plays and get this to the fourth quarter with an opportunity. But I just see one team that has a lot more balance and a bit better line of scrimmage play, and that's Indiana.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. So you're there. I mean, it's maybe tough to tell because both these teams wear a shade of red, but what do you think the fan split is going to be for the game today?
You know, definitely majority Indiana. I would say it's going to be somewhere between, you know, 60 and 65% Hoosiers, maybe more. I'm never great at sort of guessing that, but they are everywhere. Just walking around, you know, this is a stadium where everybody walks outside and then they go in, and it is an incredible scene just seeing this many Hoosier fans. I mean, listen, this is a school that has a massive alumni base, and it's a big reason why they've been able to fund the program and support Kurt Cignetti. And if you've ever been affiliated with Indiana and you can get here after how many years that 1967 was their last Rose Bowl appearance, you found a way. So this will be like a road environment for Alabama.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. Enjoy the game. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year. Thanks, guys.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
Yeah, I really just have, I asked that question. I hear Adam's response. I just have no clue, really no clue how this is going to unfold today for the Hoosiers. You know, it's just watching what we've watched, a lot of pressure on them.
Let me ask you this.
I agree too. Like, if you're an Indiana fan, any chance you got to get out to this game, you do it.
Do we care?
No.
Like, we were watching the Oregon game back there.
No.
It's like, oh, yeah, Oregon, Big Ten. Woo.
Are you talking about conference pride?
No.
I
mean, does it make you feel better if Indiana goes out and wins? Because then, I don't know, somehow your performance in the Big Ten championship game is a little bit more justified because they're that damn good.
None of that makes. And I saw people like getting at me last night too about, at least Michigan lost today. And I'm sure most of that was in jest, but I know there are some people out there where that really does build them up and pick them up. Like, that does nothing for me that Michigan lost their measly bowl game to Texas. It had nothing to do with that. Didn't make me feel better for one second at all. It was just about the lackluster performance that you had and an opportunity to get the ball rolling here to start another college football playoff run, even if you didn't win the national championship this year. I could have possibly lived with that depending on how it went and how you played. If you play great and you just lose to a team that's also playing great football, you know, then so be it. But you want to do it when you know that you at least put close to four good quarters of football together, and to lose two in a row really just sucks.
Can I tell you what really bothers me, though, is when I hear today, it's like, well, if you went back to August and said it was going to end like this, two-loss Buckeye team sort of pushed around at the line of scrimmage with all the talent that they lost to the draft last year. I mean, that's what, Julian saying a little inconsistent, maybe, you know, deer in the headlights.
No.
The goalpost moves as the season goes. As you see your team go, how is this the same team? Look, I don't want to talk about Michigan good, bad, whatever it is. It was a huge game. All right. It was Michigan's entire season. It was our entire season at that point.
Yeah.
Going to Ann Arbor. And not only did you win that game, you pushed them around.
Yeah.
You dominated them.
And it was the
outlier. At the line of scrimmage. You manhandled them. You were able to beat Michigan at their own game, running the football down their throat. We go from that to not being able to block anyone the next week. And then the same thing we saw last night, not blocking a soul.
Being that physical team that you saw in Ann Arbor, that's got to stop being the outlier performance, right? Whether you're going to recruit talent like Adam Rittenberg's thing, which I agree with, if you're going to have a defense like that. And you heard Ryan Day say it middle of the season, right? Oh, when it's time to put the pedal to the metal, we'll do it. They never did.
They never did.
They played slow. They were just putzing all the way up and down the field, getting in the huddle, snapping the ball with 8-9 seconds left to go on the play clock. They shouldn't. You get a first down, maybe go quick. They never did. But you've got to be more physical in the trenches more often than not, not just once in a couple years in Ann Arbor.
I want to talk about the pace of play. I also want to talk about the huge elephant in the room, and it's been that way for quite a while now. And that is the special teams. coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
An accident has been cleared away on Stelzer Road. It was over at International Gateway. However, a new crash in southbound West Outer Belt, blocking the right two lanes between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Cemetery Road. Traffic is slow as you head in through there. Westbound I-70, left two lanes closed off for construction. That's between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. Seeing a minute or two worth of delays as well. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants.
The other one should be.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, I popped an extra pill this morning.
Yeah, you kind of have to on a day like this.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus gets things started 6 o'clock in the morning. Then it's Bishop and Friends. Bishop is out tomorrow, but Joshua Perry is in for Bo tomorrow. And Jim Lachey will be on Rothman and Ice tomorrow at 12:30, and it's Go to Jail Friday. And I would love to have some fun on the show tomorrow. I don't know if it's possible, but I can already tell not a lot of fun today on the show. How you doing, Tress?
Freebasing Coke, Mike.
Yep. That's the type worse. Of day that it is.
It gets worse and worse. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Do you know what I did? I placed a massive bet on the Buckeyes yesterday.
Well, it's all your fault.
My God.
You idiot.
No, I'm trying to be positive. I thought if anything, that would give more positive juju for the Buckeyes. And what I had is I've had some money sitting in a sports betting app from when it went legal in Ohio. Like, it's been in there. Everybody was doing, you know, their bet credits, all that jazz, all that stuff. When I started with this, because I was going to just dabble, just to have some fun with it. I'm not the guy that's like Scotty Vegas out here.
Just a taste.
Like, you did it. I remember you talked about the one season you had some fun with football, and you started with maybe $500. And
no, I'm the worst gambler ever.
It was gone instantly. Well, when I got that free bet, my idea, because you had to like use it in the app to then get the actual cash, I went on an NBA game on like a random Tuesday night or whatever, right after the new year, and it was like Nuggets, Suns or something, and I bet the whole lot, like $250 on it, and it hit. So then I had like a decent amount of cash in there, and then I played with that for some college basketball and some tournaments and then some football, and I hadn't made a bet all year. And I just decided, said, you know what? That money, it's just sitting there. It's burning a hole. Let's take $449 and just go Buckeyes minus the 8.5.
And
it could not have gone worse. Like, dear God, why did I do it? Why did I bet it on the Buckeyes?
I feel like we've said this year after year, really since Urban left. Where the hell's the special teams?
Gone.
I mean, I don't understand it.
Dead.
I really don't. I don't understand how you've never had more competent kickers in college football. I mean, you got guys in the MAC. You got one sitting on the bench. Kicker of the year last year in the MAC.
Who would go out there
and regularly make 50-yard field goals. I would say this about Sandy Alomar Jr. when he would go in every single year and apply for managerial roles elsewhere, and he would never get anything. And I was thinking to myself, is Sandy going in there like naked?
Some guys might.
Out of his mind?
Yeah.
And that's why he's not getting hired? What must practice look like where Jaden Fielding is the answer every single week? And I feel bad for the dude. I really do. Because he goes out there and he's defeated. You know there was no way in hell he was going to make that kick yesterday.
No.
Even on that possession with the pick six, I heard Bobby saying, oh, well, that's really a 10-point swing because you were going down there and at least you're going to get a field goal. At least you're going to get a field goal.
No one has any faith. He missed a 27-yarder.
I didn't have any faith that he was going to make the extra points. I was happy when he did.
The two big gut-wrenching losses before last night, there were chip shot field goals that were missed that helped. And now again, it's not just Jaden. We're very
clear about
that. Of course
it's not just Jaden.
We had the whole football team
formation penalty on the punt, which wound up being a 20-yard penalty.
Look, I know, like I can look up at the box score and we can see with the punting that it was what 44.5 average. Typically, I'd say decent, right?
That
for punting standards.
That doesn't matter.
When are we going to see? When can he boom a punt 65 yards every now and then? Get a little Tom Skladany in you, for God's sakes. Can we, when we're standing in the middle of the field, when we're not backed up in our own end zone, we're in indoor conditions, can you angle the football the right way to get a nice bounce, get it away from the returner? Every now and then is all I'm saying. As you watch football, you see teams come up with, oh my God, that's a 73-yard punt rolled inside the 5-yard line. What a great punt. Miami had one that went right down to the 1-yard line. Dylan Joyce had a 60-yard bomb in that game. It was after that punt, inexcusable to have a formational penalty like that. That's crazy. But then after that, why is Joey McGuire hitting you with a 39-yard punt? I don't need a 39-yard punt right now. I need 59. I need you to boom that sucker all the way down the field as far as you can punt it.
We need it. Give me $1 million.
Jesus.
Don't give it to me. I'm going to give it then to a kicker.
Illinois guy in the portal. Get him.
All right.
All Big Ten.
Okay. He's the best kicker in the Big Ten.
I don't know his name. Get him.
Who cares? Make the check out to cash.
Tom Jones. Go and get him.
Tom Tupa.
I like Tom Tupa.
I don't care who
it is. Punt the ball, throw a little pass for
you. I don't care if you have to go to Scotland and find some guy who's 57 years old who's been kicking forever.
The bagpipes?
I don't care. The problem needs to be fixed. As a matter of fact, hey, Tress.
How you doing, Tress?
Freebasing coke, Mike.
We already heard that one, Tress. How you doing, Tress?
Using my tears as lube, Mike.
All right. Tress, you're doing nothing right now. I mean, you're lieutenant governor, but that's going to end pretty soon. So when that gig ends, how about you come back and just coach special teams? It's not going to be a situation where it takes up a ton of your time because you're not the head coach. Nobody's asking you to be. But we need someone to take over special teams that has a level of standard that is not there right now. Because it's unacceptable.
I don't
remember when we played Alabama?
Remember
their punter
Their punter was just
Oh my God, we had erections watching that punter.
Who was that guy?
I don't know.
Scott?
What was his name?
JK Scott. He's in the league still right now,
right?
Yeah, he's with the Chargers.
Yeah. J.K. Scott. That guy can kick it.
Go find J.K. Simmons. Big Buckeye fan, J.K. Simmons.
Maybe Nick McLarty, the 7'11" Australian punter. Maybe he's the guy.
He's really put together. To
oh.
Are you kidding?
Did you see him in the shower?
Saw him in the shower yesterday. No, he didn't have to shower. He didn't play. He's good and clean.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
And if you plan on being down in your bigger games and you plan on punt, I don't like that you do.
I don't think they're planning on being down.
On punting all the times that you're punting in these bigger games, you gotta have a hell of a punt team. You really do.
Right.
And a kicking game.
More Buckeye conversation. Plus, can we do a little Too Hot coming up next, Teddy? Play some audio.
And I got several over
just
here.
Just recover
waiting.
From the world.
He's for a little bit. He's right. For a little bit.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Police and tow crews are on the scene of an accident southbound West Outer Belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Cemetery Road. That one has got the right lane blocked off. Southbound 71, another crash off on the left shoulder after the North Outer Belt. And westbound I-70, it is construction closing off the left two lanes between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. Again, expect delays as you head through there. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Being diagnosed with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or one of over 100 other types of blood cancer makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be artists, prom dates, world travelers, and moms. We are Blood Cancer United, the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
Hey, it's Anthony. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
There was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together,
established the field of neuromuscular medicine,
and made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Three college football playoff quarterfinal games on this New Year's Day, one of which has gone final. Oregon pitches a shutout against Texas Tech, taking the Orange Bowl 23-0. Advancing to the playoff semifinals, top-ranked Indiana squares off with Alabama in the Rose Bowl. They're just a few minutes away from getting kicked off out in Pasadena. And the Sugar Bowl caps off the day with an SEC clash between Georgia and Ole Miss. The winner there gets Miami in the Fiesta Bowl, as we know, beat Ohio State 24-14 in the Cotton Bowl last night. More Ohio State football transfer news has come out. CJ Hicks has just announced that he'll be entering the transfer portal. Hicks has 1 year of eligibility remaining and now joins five other Buckeyes who have already hit the portal, including tight end Jelani Thurman and backup quarterback Lincoln Keenholz, who announced this morning that he intends to enter his name into the portal as well. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Tried to cheer you up. Went out to the car. Still got a bunch of holiday snacks or things that I bought.
Cheer
got your
me chip. Up.
Get your little chip snack.
No, the chip's fine, but you know what? It's cold from the car. It's off-putting. I want my chips to be room temp.
You're mad that it's cold?
Yeah, it's cold chip.
All right. Well, you know what? You don't have to enjoy them then.
Did you get one for Ted?
I got to go back out in the next
that
break.
That is super rude.
Teddy, I'm sorry.
Ted, you're not a part of this show
I'm
now.
I'm sorry,
you know that?
Ted.
Oh, well. Whatever.
Did you get one for Tress?
I'm doing good.
How you doing, Tress?
Yanking out my curlies, Mike.
Get him some chips, too.
Why would he be yanking out the curlies?
Because he's punishing himself.
Something that someone does when they're mad about
tweezers
things.
And you just start yanking.
Just yanking them out.
Depends how frustrated you are.
Really frustrated.
Watching our line of scrimmage the last couple weeks? Yanking.
Let me follow me on this, because another one of the themes, we'll get to some two hots here in just a moment, but I agree with this. When you get to the end of the season, majorly disappointed that you start 12-0 and lose the last two games of your year. But ultimately, as an offense, how tough must that look in the mirror moment be when you realize in the bigger games, I say call it the six biggest games. Let me break this down. Texas, start of the season, right?
Yeah.
I'll even throw Washington on the road. Like, that felt like a pretty big game at
the time. It did.
Illinois on the road was a big game. This year, Penn State, I'm not going to put that one in. Turned out to be not a big game. They were under 500. They were unranked. Then I'd go Michigan, Indiana, and Miami. Boom, boom, boom. So six big games, right? Adding all that up. Okay, 14, 24 points, 34 points, not bad on the road at Illinois. 27, 10, and 14. Divide that by six. You're averaging 20.5 points per game. 20.5 points per game in the six biggest games of the year. The last time that they scored north of 30 against a team that finished above 500, that was Penn State, and they scored 38 points in that game. How good was this offense at the end of the day? I know they lost possessions. They did a lot of that by design. They slowed it down. But the point being is, what did that ultimately get them in the end?
Well, that's
against Indiana and Miami.
That's what Rittenberg was talking about.
Didn't do the job the right way for them.
During the regular season, it was, we're going to snap the ball less than everybody else.
It was, we're fine. We'll win all these games by two possessions anyway.
We're going to strangle you like an anaconda. And in the process, because we've played fewer snaps than anybody else in college football, we're going to be fresher because we intend on playing a 16-game schedule. Yep. Well, let me ask you a question. And I understood that. All right, I bought into logic. I'm not saying it's flawed logic, but my question to you is, did that Buckeye team look fresh last night?
No.
They look slow and plodding from the get-go.
Another player that really didn't pop off the page to me, and he did all season long, was number eight on defense, was Arvell.
I understand.
Where was he? He seemed to be getting
in no man's
land.
Talk
about not getting off blocks.
Confused.
Just getting gobbled up in the interior there. There was that play out of the backfield early in the game, right, where he looked like he was just sort of standing there trying to spy Carson Beck, where maybe he should have been on the running back and, you know, playing some defense out there on the edge. But it just was, it was lackluster. It was, we know they weren't tired. They had so much rest and recovery time to get ready for this game. Why couldn't you just adjust the pace of play? I get, so if you had wanted to do it that way for the regular season and it worked with a defense that dominant, it did work. Now, I'm not going to nitpick that you don't score 55 points a game if you're winning every single game comfortably, home, road, good teams, bad teams, whatever. But why, when it's time to change, didn't you change? I guess, like, as we've talked before, we've hoped we'd learn our lesson with Ryan Day and this coaching staff by now about adjusting. And
I thought we were past that, though,
Timmy.
I really did.
I did.
I thought we were past that. I thought we were past big game Ryan Day clench up the butt cheeks.
And they can't. And what's his record when trailing at the half? Is it 1-8? Like, this team can't play from behind. What is that?
Well, and the thing
the
too
way
is
they
that
can put up points and that they've shown they could in the past.
You play that way and you're down by 14 points. How many realistic possessions do you have in the second half to try and come back?
And even when you score, again, I pointed out again, even when you score to start the second half, why are you taking so long?
Because your defense
couldn't
get off the field either. So you go down there, you score on a 7-minute drive. And then Oregon comes right back and they score on an 8-minute drive.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't get off the field on third down.
And you know what?
Or Miami. Yeah.
What did I say?
Miami.
Oregon.
I'm sorry, it's New Year's Day. How you doing, Tress?
Yanking out my curlies, Mike.
That was the same one.
I know, I'm sorry. How you doing, Tress?
Bleeding from my eyeballs, Mike.
Me too. Should we do some
Too Hot?
We're gonna do this all day.
Hot.
We've done it all day. Let's get hot.
Too Hot.
Sponsored by the cancer experts at Ohio Health.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Teddy scours the world for audio. Mostly this radio station. Then he plays it. We respond to the audio. What do you got, Teddy?
All right. It's been about a couple months ago. We were talking about Pop-Tarts and toaster strudels. We had a big debate over that, right? Well, Bo brought this up just because we had the Pop-Tarts bowl, and so they were talking a little bit about...
Oh, it's a fine bowl.
They were talking about Pop-Tarts, and Bo had quite a too hot little segment here. Let's go.
I always felt like if you're going to give me a breakfast pastry out of a box, the toaster strudel is significantly superior to the Pop-Tart.
I did have Pop-Tarts this morning just because of it.
That impacted you?
Well, I mean, I already had them, but I guess I was just doing
you
it.
You stocked them, Ryan?
I've now gotten onto a kick of them for some reason. I don't normally.
Get off of the kick.
I was just happy to see that if we're having the Pop-Tart poll, Cookies and Cream got some love this year. Because I think that's a great Pop-Tart, but
You're eating Pop-Tarts on the reg too, babe?
No, I haven't had a Pop-Tart probably in like 4 or 5 years.
It's been the first time in a while, too, for me. I just now recently got on it.
I don't need litigation here, but how did anybody decide that would be like a good way to start your day? A bunch of sugar.
Let's go.
I just pop it in the toaster. It's real quick.
I know how it works. Thank you. Thanks, Ron. Thank God I have you to clear it up for me.
There's a lot there.
Why are these guys talking about Pop-Tarts like they've just been dropped off by aliens?
Bo's making it out like you're some kind of animal if you dare start your day with a Pop-Tart.
Well, why do we listen to Bo on this subject? That's like the King of England talking about Slim Jim.
Bo is surprised that anyone would have them stocked. Yes. Yes. Like most weeks, I would say I at least have a box of Pop-Tarts in the pantry.
I have a box in my pantry.
I got Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Yeah, all three of us. It's a perfectly sane thing to have in the pantry. They last a while.
Look,
they're delicious.
Sometimes you want to rip open that bag and have yourself a not so healthy breakfast.
I'm with him on the, you know, I'm with him on the toaster strudels, but the key difference is,
come on now with the toaster strudel.
I don't poo poo a Pop Tart.
We decided
them both.
Because you made one for me on the air.
I know.
You cooked one up. You made it fresh for me.
It wasn't as good as the toaster strudels.
Sucked.
It didn't suck.
I'm angrier about this than I am the Buckeye game now.
I couldn't prepare the toaster strudel the way that I prepare them at home here.
Why?
Trying to do the radio show. Because I really got to manage my toaster. My toaster sucks, but I don't want to get a new one. And I know I got to like hover over it and make sure I get the cook just proper.
I'm really upset by this Pop-Tart conversation. It's going to poo-poo Pop-Tarts. They're part of American culture.
What's the... And Reimer also talking like how, oh, I mean, I hadn't had one in a long, long time, but I had to get one. At least he said he popped it in the toaster.
He's back in the off there a little bit. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, Pop-Tarts.
I mean, I haven't had them in a long time, but I saw the bowl and I wanted to have a Pop-Tart.
You know, I like how fine American cuisine is just crapped on all over the place. Okay. Like, we got a Pop-Tart here.
My wife does it a lot,
too. You know,
and
it bothers me because what we do is we travel to, like, you know, Asia. We go to the food stalls. Like, oh, look at this. He's selling a dick sandwich here on the street. I must have it. Oh, it's part of their culture. Let me bite into that wiener on a bun.
Talking like bull penis or something?
Yeah, sure. That's all right. We've braised the penis. It's tender. Oh, yes.
It's a delicacy.
Oh, and you top it off with some eyeball juice. It's like, ooh, great.
Have some sauce
for
it.
But we give you a Pop-Tart. It's like, oh, he's eating a Pop-Tart. Give me a dick sandwich.
They're delicious. You don't have to eat them every single day, but you have them in the pantry. We just bought some yesterday at the store. Brown sugar cinnamon.
That's what we have.
It's the best.
I'm not going to say it's the best.
I am.
It's good. You know what's a good one? The wild berry.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
With the blue icing.
Yes. Yes, it is. S'mores fantastic, too.
The way you say it.
Say it for me.
S'mores.
You say it.
S'mores.
I said s'mores.
S'mores. You're putting another syllable in it.
It the same way you
No, you're not.
S'mores.
Teddy. S'mores? One syllable word.
Okay, so I have a s'mores. I have a slight s'mores.
Slight. It changes s'mores. The entire integrity of the word.
There's an apostrophe in it. Look at it on the internet. There's
How
an apostrophe.
How are you doing, Tress?
It's an
Strung
S.
Out on bath salts, Mike.
That's an S apostrophe.
See?
S'mores.
I didn't want to yell in 2026, and you've ruined it for me. You've ruined it. God. I hope Jesse Ventura kicks your ass when he sees that jacket.
Give me some chips.
I really do. Oh, my God.
Oh, do you? I really do.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the fan.
Got a break.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There is an accident eastbound on I-70 at Livingston. Police have moved that crash over from the left lanes onto the right berm. Southbound West Outer Belt still got that accident between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Cemetery Road. The right lane blocked off. Police and tow crews are there on scene. And one more accident on Johnstown Road. It's between Parkview Boulevard and Cassidy Avenue. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Cool. Which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
Around the world, Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities. And most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Through trusted relationships and
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Metro Central Ohio, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. A little bit of scattered light snowfall lingers around the region as we head through this evening and into tonight, but as that comes to an end, skies will clear and temperatures fall into the teens by early Friday. Friday itself, mostly sunny, temperatures in the low 30s. Mix of sun and clouds this weekend will stay in the low 30s. Warmer weather by next week. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
We are delirious on this show. It's the New Year's Day version of a Buckeye Lost show.
Oh, God.
Been sucking on some nitrous back there, too.
Oh, man. Man, now we're watching Indiana and Alabama. I don't know. Is this going to be one where Indiana's just kind of edging them out at the end?
What's the
you think it's going to be close?
What's the difference between rimming and edging? Teddy.
I'm sorry I used that term. I was meaning like, you know, beating them closely, edging them out.
Speaking of beating it closely.
I think we all know.
Teddy knows.
Jeff, I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Strung out on bath salts, Mike.
It's worse and worse and worse. So, yes, we know the first one. That's I can't really illustrate it, but it's when you're doing that in the Shamana.
What's the first one? Rimming?
Yes.
Hello?
I think everybody knows with that one. I thought
calling Rimmer on the phone.
I thought the second one was when you're just sort of, you know, on the edge of something.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I got you, Timmy. Right. Like you're
on the edge of what? The bed?
Like up against the bedpost or up against a pole or a ledge of some kind.
I don't think that's right at all.
You just kind of like run up against it a little bit.
I'm going to Google it.
I don't know about that. No, that's not it?
Rimming versus
edging. Is it more of like a idea?
I think that's
could be anything, but you're like almost.
The Utah thing, I think, is what.
Oh, okay, yeah. So no, it's almost like
that's different, right?
So it's almost like a Jeff Goldblum, huh? And then it slows.
You just
You go to the brink.
You go to the edge.
You go to the precipice. There,
ah, that's what you got there.
Must go faster.
Slow down. Hey, you know what? Jeez. Don't make us work on New Year's Day, and don't let us talk about a Buckeye loss. You won't have this problem.
Jesus. New Year's resolutions, be worse.
How you doing, Tress?
Just threw myself down the stairs, Mike.
Me too, buddy. All right.
This really sucks.
Yes, it sucks. Really the Buckeyes sucks. Lose to Miami.
It's not a good season.
This is what I said to you yesterday, and you and Nicole are both,
No.
Go back and play the tape. I think I said play in that, play the videotape. And we're going to need to take a station break. No, I think what I said to you is I'm not going to try to talk you off of that. The more you say that, the more I feel closer to that it would be more of a failure if you finish the season, two straight losses, starting 12-0 and having all the good feelings and the idea that you could repeat as national champs. You're good enough to do it. A historically good defense, right? That's the toughest thing about this. Because on paper, you don't want to discount what all these guys did and the hard work that they put in. I hope that every player that was a part of it, and especially if this was your last season, or maybe the season that you had the most impact on the field for, that you will take some pride in how good of a defense you were, number one in college football, in points given up, in total yardage given up, in passing yardage given up. That's pretty incredible. But, Mike, what does it mean if you lost your last two games and you have no championships?
I know.
If they got to the title game and then lost in a classic battle, it'd be something
you
more.
You didn't lose to Michigan. Got that.
No, I know. I'd rather win the title.
It's almost
and it
like
doesn't mean
this
I
year
don't like the Michigan
was
rivalry.
A complete and total edge job.
Oh no,
I guess not.
Life finds a way.
All right, too hot, Tom.
Too hot!
Teddy, what do you got for us, buddy?
All right, since you didn't really like Bo having to talk about Pop-Tarts, how about Tyvus tell us about donuts? Because, he gives Dylan and T-Bone some advice on donuts. Here we go.
So this morning, I go back out to get a donut, and you know what he says?
What?
You going to pop that thing in the microwave? Great suggestion, Booty. Tyvus. Thank you. That's 100%.
First of all,
someone who drinks kale milkshakes or whatever is not the milkshakes. That's right. I'm just saying, if you're drinking a kale protein shake, whatever, you're not concerned about the softness of the donut.
No, but it goes hand in hand. Anytime you get a store-bought donut, you always pop it in the microwave for 8 seconds.
He's a true expert.
But that's everybody knows that, though.
My wife does it. She puts a Krispy Kreme in the microwave for exactly 8 seconds. Maybe her and Tyvus are banging.
And you're saying no dice? You shouldn't be doing that?
If you want. I don't feel strongly about it, but I
think the 7 second microwave of a Krispy Kreme, if it's older, can be quite good.
It depends on the strength of the microwave.
She's right to get that down to something 8 seconds. I appreciate that out of Kristen.
She has perfected our microwave.
Right.
And how long it takes. But I like it all natural.
I do too.
I like it both ways.
I like it when it's, again,
it's hard. I want to be reminded that it's hard.
That's the good thing about Krispy Kreme.
Right,
it's
Teddy?
The best. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what she said. It's the best thing when it comes to a yeast-based donut that is glazed. It's the best thing in the world because it's equally good when it's piping hot right off the tracks or when it cools and it hardens and it just gets smooth as glass. That's the great thing about it. I want to know, I don't know if they mentioned in the beginning of that clip about the donuts that were here at work. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. Tito brought those.
Oh, those were from Tito. Of course they were. They were the most disgusting, cheap donuts I ever had in my entire life. Disgrace.
We talk about something that we can eradicate from planet Earth.
Tito?
Tito. But store glazed donuts. Grocery store quality glazed donuts. And then once they put those, see, they suck to begin with when they're fresh. Then imagine when they're on the discount rack, $2.50, for a half a dozen or a dozen donuts,
mess you up.
They're wet to the touch when you take a bite.
Yeah, if you get them right out of the bakery, they're fine.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah,
they're fine.
Yeah, but if you get them out of the container that they've been sitting there for a while, those are sopping.
Why are they wet?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to the glaze after a period of time. It's getting the humidity from the air, and it gets droopy.
One of the things that we do with the elementary school.
Droopy, weepy.
We would do a donuts with dad. That would be like the one thing where I would go to the school when Jack was, you know, K through five. And it was nice. You know, you go there, you hang out, get some coffee. But the donuts that they served were those donuts. And every single time you'd go there, you want to eat a donut. You want to conform, you want to act like you're happy, but I'm just sucking this thing back, and I'm just so angry while I'm eating the donut, and it's, you know, sticking to the napkin that they serve it to you on. I'm eating bits of napkin while I'm trying to eat this donut and enjoy it. They're terrible. Let's upgrade it to Krispy Kreme. Let's pay more taxes and get Krispy Kremes at the schools.
Speaking of hard and soft, are you amazed, as we go back to football, are you amazed by how soft the Buckeye defensive coverage was by the corners?
Yes.
Last night? Yeah. I mean, it was,
well, especially,
hey, it's third and six. Let's give them a 7-yard cushion now.
What were they on third down in the game? I think Ohio State was 50% on third downs.
Miami 7 for 14.
Yeah. And
way too much.
It was too much. And for the lack of playmaking downfield for Miami, it was even more frustrating because he only threw it for 138 yards. I mean, I understand the philosophy of wanting to keep everything in front of you, but if they're still moving the chains and killing clock, they won the time of possession.
I believe my point still stands
valid. Our
offense
couldn't stay on the field.
Carson
the
Beck
first half
stinks.
He doesn't blow
stinks.
Me away.
He didn't do anything for me. That was defense making him look good.
They had a couple of shots downfield that I thought maybe we were fortunate that we didn't get flagged. Weren't you?
They were letting them play.
They were. A couple of deep
balls. It wasn't
an
accepted penalty until the third quarter of the game.
Ohio State got hosed on the holding call on the second drive. The drive that they came up empty. Was that the third drive? Because they scored the touchdown. Then it was critical where Miami they stayed on the field for a long time and got the field goal. That proved to be key. Then the Buckeyes scored again quickly. They got the Jeremiah Smith 4th-and-2 touchdown. Then you're thinking, okay, still over 10 minutes left when they got the stop. They got the ball back with over 10 minutes left in the fourth. And you're thinking, okay, 17-14, there's time. And then after that, they got hosed on a holding call. But still, things are going to happen in a game. They sort of reverted back. It's like they were done. They had the 2 touchdown drives, and then that was all they had to give. They spent too much energy trying to get back into the football game, and mentally maybe it was just too much for them there.
More Buckeye conversation, more Too Hot Thursday coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Roadways are starting to clear out a little bit, including an earlier accident southbound on the west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Cemetery Road. Another accident has been cleared eastbound on I-70 at Livingston, and one more crash now cleared away Johnstown Road between Parkview Boulevard and Cassidy Avenue. No delays right now on the north side of 71, both north and southbound. It's a 10-minute drive between I-70 and Polaris Parkway. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Yes, it's New Year's Day. Yes, we're live. Yes, we are reacting to the Buckeye loss to Miami. And we're being stupid, too, as we always do. Look, what are you going to do? Swallow and sour? Sorrow?
Sorrow, man. Yeah, yeah. We'll wallow in our sorrows. We should do some of that.
Hop in the YouTube chat,
by the way.
I'm
going to turn the page too quick.
I haven't been in the YouTube chat
today. Yeah, I'm going to pull up the email account. We told people to give us their thoughts.
Rusty's in there. Some guy.
Some guy.
Trolling everybody in there. This like Michigan troller in there. You have nothing better to do on New Year's Day?
No, there's nothing better to do.
Okay.
I mean, we got college football on here. By the way, 0-0 approaching the end of the first quarter.
I don't know if it's the bye weeks. I don't know what the hell it is. And we had that conversation. We'll continue to have the conversation about the quality of play when you haven't played for a while. By the way, that's bowl games. That's always been bowl games. There's no such thing as a bowl game that happens the next day. There's always been a layoff, even in the old system that everybody seemed to hate, right? Even in 2002, when you had the best game ever, those teams were coming off a month plus of playing nothing.
And again, I don't think it was right then. I don't think it's right now. I'm not going to that as the excuse. But
no, but let's not pretend.
If we're going to talk about going forward,
like,
the system is stupid.
Are new. They're not new.
But it is still stupid.
I agree with you, but it's always been stupid. Here we have another situation where you're probably going to get out of this first quarter without a damn point. Alabama and Indiana haven't scored.
How many
Texas Tech didn't score a point today.
How many years will it take for the powers that be to just look at this and say, it's not good gameplay? And we talk about it all the time. Just because a game is close doesn't mean it was necessarily a well-played football game. I could see low scoring. I could see high scoring, right? I could see scores in the 20s. It doesn't matter to me. Just if you feel like there's shots that are being taken, there's, you know, good battles in the secondary between wide receivers and cornerbacks, really going after it. Balls being put on the mark, but guys are just ripping the football out at the point of attack. Sometimes that's the way it goes, and that's okay. But that was an Ohio State team for an entire half that was not themselves. They were not that same team all year. And that sucks to me that you go down that way. Let me read an email here. I go to goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You guys can send us your thoughts. Bruce chimes in, says, it's a disaster, plain and simple. Offensive line was always just adequate, but once we played teams with top flight defensive lines, Indiana, Miami, we were exposed. Seldom time to throw for Sam. Defensive line was pushed around too, and that was a shocker. I agree with you on that one. I said that. Either way, we need to find more portal players that are top rated, particularly offensive line. And let's have AI Tress take over as head coach.
How you doing, Tress?
Just threw myself down the stairs, Mike.
I'm sorry, we already heard that one.
How many times are we going to, you know, keep having the
I'm
same
sorry,
AI Tress?
Timmy.
How you doing? Four times.
Let me do it again. 3, 2, 1. How you doing, Tress?
Just burning myself with a branding iron, Mike.
Okay. See, there you go. That's a new one.
What about the portal, though? Didn't we bring in guys like Ethan Onianwa? He didn't really have a go on offensive line. That was supposedly a big get. Didn't factor in. Philip Daniels, though.
Yeah.
He was the guy and did have some struggles shared with some of these other offensive linemen last night. And it was kind of on everybody.
Can we stop talking about the right
tackles,
side of the offensive line?
It was
everyone.
Well, left tackle goes down. Then Ian Moore's in there and trying to do his best. But interior, Carson Hensman, it was like they'd never seen twists or stunts before. Anytime Miami maybe brought a linebacker up to the line of scrimmage standing up, or they went with an imbalanced front, maybe had three D linemen stacked to one side of the center, even though Ohio State might have had a tight end on that side of the formation, it just was like they had no clue what to do on some of those pressures.
Yeah.
Some of it was Miami's talent, yes, of their bendability, being able to get outside, stay low, and get around to the edging. And some of it was just the offensive line looking like they were clueless and tired and slow and just not ready for the fight. Too hot.
All right, it's Too Hot Thursday. Teddy plays us some audio. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, this one may be my favorite of all time.
That's saying something, buddy.
You're familiar with Pharrell on the Bench, right? That's his
name. He is a sports radio pioneer.
He's like a legend.
How you doing, Pharrell on the Bench?
Yeah, unique voice. He closed out Infinity Radio. They shut down their, they actually merged with Westwood One programming. So he did the final show Sunday night from 10 to midnight.
He's still banging?
And they let him do that final show because originally he had done the first show on that network, which is, it was originally CBS Sports Network.
As he was going out, like the, like the swan song.
So yeah, he was the final one. And this was like the intro to the show, for that final show. Here we go. Let's give it a listen.
It's for the Bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the boogity, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bad at a bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shaking it up, shadoobie. All my friends to come run flat to flat to flat to flat to party up, party up. Are you with us tonight?
Oh, my God. It's like an auctioneer on meth.
Get that guy with Michael Irvin and call it a day.
My God.
Oh, my shit.
Shit. I never want to hear anybody complain about the absurdity of this show.
It's a supercalifragilistic, gives me a la dosha. I'm the little, I'm the lie, I'm the little, I'm the lie.
My God, dude.
I don't know what to say.
What the hell? No, so they took that show off the air, huh?
Yes, it's a shocker. Oh, my God. That is, you know what? That is the definition of too hot. Yeah.
Too hot.
That is what we're looking for on a day like today. My God.
You got any more of that?
None of that. No, sorry.
I almost want to hear it again.
Play it again.
It's for Brown on the Bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the boogity, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bad at a bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shaking it up, shadoobie. All my friends to come run flat to flat to flat to flat to party up, party up. Are you with us tonight?
I don't know what he's saying. He could, that could be some inside lingo for the Klan, for all I know.
How's all my Proud Boys doing tonight?
Is he just like, I mean, a lot of that is gibberish.
No, put on a plastic bag.
No, Elaine.
Put a bag on a head and do it to a good.
I think he said like bad beats, bad breath. It's almost like playing a Coach O clip.
Could you imagine
trying to decipher Pharrell what that is?
Interviewing yes. Coach O?
Yes.
That sounds like a bit.
Yes.
Oh my God.
From the New York City.
Sucking down Quaaludes, Mike.
Thank you, Tress.
Woo! God.
Happy New Year.
Merry New Year.
Oh, Trading Places.
That's right.
Beef jerky. Who wants some beef jerky?
Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, get in touch with us. I know we just read one email. We're gonna look at the rest of your comments coming up next. At Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Also, hop in the YouTube chat. We're going to do nothing but read and respond to your comments about the game. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Roadways are now accident-free around town. All of the earlier crashes have been cleared out. Just keep in mind construction westbound 70 that closes off the left two lanes between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. Seeing no delays right now on the south side of 71 north and southbound between the Madison-Fayette County line and the 73-15 split. No delays as well on 670 east and west between I-70 and 270. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents. And that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy New Year. It's New Year's Day. We're here. Talking about the Buckeyes, we're delirious. How you doing, Tress?
Squeezing my balls with a vice grip, Mike.
Me too, buddy. Buckeyes lose to Miami. We want to hear your thoughts. What are the people saying, Timmy?
Let's go to the burner phone real quick. We got a My Guys here.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
I was disappointed at what I saw last night. They had basically the length of February to prepare and plan, and everyone crapped the bed. I thought they'd learn from their mistakes last season. Instead, arrogance and complacency took over, and the same problems they've been having under Ryan Day's tenure came back with a vengeance. I am thankful they won the Natty last year. Otherwise, I'd be going scorched earth right now, Steven. And so I think, like, with that notion, I feel a little bit of that too, right? It's important to, like, look at what you just did last season. Obviously, winning a national championship and the way that they did that, the four games that they won, those are all big football games, right? I think the script on them is a little bit different. I think those were those were the games, Mike, where they just were able to get out of their heads a little bit. They were able to just be who they are. Electrifying athletes. If you're not going to be rough and tumble, supreme physicality, and I think those offensive line, the offensive line play in those four games, it was good, right? It was certainly good enough to get the job done, win those games, and win a national championship. And they had a great defense last year too, but they took shots with their weapons. They did. That's what they did.
They didn't have time to take shots, Timmy.
No, they didn't this time around. It wasn't even good enough to sit back there and try to do it.
For Julian Sand, after the Indiana game, Julian Sand came out and said he needed to work on getting rid of the football. He was holding the ball too long. I said, you're too hard on yourself. Okay, that offensive line was trash. You had people in your face the entire time. It wasn't you holding the ball too long. It was your offensive line leaking like a sieve. Now, what we had last night was the same crappy offensive line, perhaps an even worse performance than you had against Indiana.
Oh, it was worse.
But
it was worse.
You also had Julian Sand doing all those things. He looked like a deer in the headlights. Now, look, this is his first year as a starter. He looks like a Cabbage Patch kid. Perhaps spring ball, work on some things next year. Let's say that there is pressure in your face. Even the best offensive line, they're going to give up some pressure now and then.
And you're going to play great defensive talent, too, and you're going to get beat sometimes.
Staring at it and letting it consume you, maybe you feel it, but still keep your eyes down the field because there were guys that were open.
Oh,
and he missed them.
Before the pick six, right? Max Clair, who we talked about yesterday, was non-existent. He was wide open for a touchdown, and it was the type of throw that you'd have the ability to make under duress because it was right up the middle of the field, and there was nobody there to knock it down. All you had to do, you're probably going to take a hit. Yes, that's football. You're going to have to step into some throws in a game like this. You're going to take some shots. And, you know, to win Super Bowls, to win championships, you're going to have to get that jersey dirty. You're going to have to stand in the pocket, move around a little bit, step into the throw, and get clocked a few times. And that was one of those plays where you just needed to look right up the middle of the field, get rid of the football quickly. You got a touchdown
right
there.
And the sacks he was taking. Look, Carson Beck, we got
deep
to him a couple
sacks.
Times. And it was like, you know, 1 yard loss.
He's
2 yard
loss. Climbing
in
the pocket. We weren't climbing the pocket
right.
to take the sacks.
Julian Sand is working backwards like he's Michael Vick and he's somehow going to elude this. No, buddy, you can't take a 10 yard sack.
10?
That is death.
14, 16 yards. Huge sacks that he was taking.
Huge.
Just gigantic sacks. Let's go.
Droopy sacks.
Let's go to an email. I got a nice chunky email here from Adam. Good clean boy at gmail.com. I can tell this guy takes it seriously. And a lot of Buckeye Nation, I understand it. Everybody is at a different level with this, but it's life. Football is life.
I take it seriously too, but
football's life.
My default is delusional at this point.
He tags this wire loss is so difficult to take for me now. He's like, you still not worried? I don't understand it. I really don't. I really don't know why a horrible year ended like this and another one is starting like this. OSU football was the only consistent thing I've gotten in my life, and honestly, the only thing that gave me joy. Pathetic, I know, but I'm not married. I've made bad decisions, but it starts with a football game.
This is a bigger conversation.
He says, I wasn't being a jerk. I said I'm not worried. Pretty sad. My life revolved around this team, but it's inconsistent. I leaned on you guys. He likes our show, and I get it too. Like we appreciate that. This stuff can pick you guys up. He says, I lean on you guys for laughter, and I usually get it, but I'm crying my eyes out like an infant, and I'm aware that my pain goes deeper than OSU football, but I love this team. And I'll go down to the end here. He says, especially a loss like that, it has me very upset. I would love you guys. I'm hoping that you talk about this game today and not talk about it again. Leave that to the other shows, because I'm the type I can't listen to the fan after a loss. But I want to get it off my chest. It goes way deeper than football, but I appreciate you and Timmy more than you know, and I wish you guys a very happy new year.
Look, I...
Well, Adam, be well, buddy.
I appreciate emails like that because, you know, we're here for you every single day, whether we have a real relationship or not in terms of knowing each other. You know, we take pride in that. That's why it's New Year's Day and we're here.
It's important.
We feel like we have to be here to commiserate with all the people that are feeling that way today. And hopefully maybe you had a little chuckle when you didn't expect to have one.
Yeah.
What I'm not going to do is, maybe you're listening to that saying, oh, what was his name again?
Adam.
Adam doesn't have his priorities straight. He's taking this too hard. Okay, that, maybe that's your opinion. But what I'm not going to do is minimize people that take losses hard. I can't stand those people.
No.
I've heard it already today where it's like, hey, the sun came up. The sun will come up tomorrow. No, who cares? No.
And look, Adam was opening up to us. He clearly has some other deeper things going on. And Ohio State football at times has been the thing that keeps him going. You know, and
that's what sports that's is.
That's what
it's a distraction.
Gives him his joy.
For the crap in our lives.
And that's why we truly do appreciate when you guys reach out about the show. And it picks you up if you've had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, and you're just looking to get out of your head a little
even
bit.
Even Tress is having a bad day today.
Yes.
Right? How you doing, Tress?
Squeezing my balls with a vice grip, Mike.
There it is again.
I'm sorry. I only have one more, actually. We blew all these in 2 hours. It's a 3-hour show.
There's like 20 of them.
And I blew them all. How you doing, Tress?
Taking a bath with a toaster, Mike.
You think he's having Pop-Tarts?
No.
Toast is Pop-Tarts.
Tress has ever had a Pop-Tart in his
clean
life.
Clean man. Yes.
I bet he hasn't.
You're out of your mind.
I bet you Tress has never had a balanced breakfast they have in the commercials.
Well, I don't know if a balanced
breakfast. You're part of a balanced breakfast.
I'm not going to say a Pop-Tart's a balanced breakfast, but it doesn't always have to be a balanced breakfast. It's a good quick breakfast. It's delicious.
What is a...
Eggs, what's toast.
What's a breakfast that you could have every day for the rest of your life?
I can have an egg sandwich every single day.
Every day?
Every single day.
Teddy, could you have an egg sandwich every single day?
Yeah, probably so. If it was good. Yeah.
Well, of course it would be good. The sweet.
Yes.
I think I would have to pick.
You'd rather
a bowl of cereal.
Or like you're a pancakes guy. Pancakes and cereal every day.
I couldn't do pancakes every day.
No, I couldn't do that either.
I could do bagel and cream cheese every day.
Yeah, that's simple.
I love a bagel and cream cheese. I had one this morning.
I like the bagel as my vessel for the egg sandwich. Now, if I take the egg sandwich, I then get every single type of bread that comes with that, right? I can divvy that up. I could even maybe go with like a breakfast taco with a tortilla.
No.
But I got Texas toast.
No.
I got wheat toast.
You're skirting
I got
the
white
rules
toast.
Now. I don't like that.
I got an English muffin.
I got
the bagel.
Pick your carb. You can only have one.
Texas toast.
There can only be one Islander.
Valenza.
Valenza. All right, we got another hour left of this dumb show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Roadways are still accident-free around town this afternoon. Just keep in mind ongoing construction on westbound I-70. It's got the left two lanes closed off between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. Seeing no delays right now on 670, both east and westbound between I-70 and 270, looking at a 10-minute drive. And also a 10-minute drive with no delays southbound on 315 from 270 into downtown. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
I'm back to...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You know what hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed. And he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The college football playoff quarterfinals continue today. Live right now in Pasadena, Indiana leads Alabama 10-0 early in the second quarter of the Rose Bowl. One final from earlier today, Oregon shut out Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl 23-0, advancing to the Peach Bowl in the playoff semifinals. They'll meet the winner of Indiana and Alabama there. And later tonight, it's a battle between the SEC with Georgia taking on Ole Miss. The winner gets Miami in the Fiesta Bowl, as we know, beat Ohio State 24-14 in the Cotton Bowl last night. Some Ohio State football transfer news. C.J. Hicks has announced that he'll be entering the transfer portal. Also hitting the portal is backup quarterback Lincoln Kienholz. He announced this morning that he will enter his name when the window officially opens tomorrow. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union. BMIFCU.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Happy New Year. We are here reacting to the Buckeye loss and really just acting like idiots because that's what we always do. By the way, Rose Bowl going on right now. Indiana up 10-0 on Alabama.
Oh, boy.
About 10-20 left to go in the first half. So Alabama's having some problems scoring. We saw Texas Tech today not score a damn point. They were shut out by Oregon. Now, it's still a long time to go in this game, obviously, but Indiana looks prepared, unfazed. Defense looks good.
I can't tell which team is which without
Indiana
knowing
is the home team.
Which team's got the home kits on.
Indiana's got the solid red.
Indiana's wearing the red tops. So Alabama is moving the ball down the field right now, trying to get back into this thing. So Ty Simpson's got to get this thing in gear. He had some pretty good quarterback talent on the field in this one. Two good NFL prospects out there. So we'll see how this one finishes up. The place I wanted to go right now is, I mentioned before how I'm watching that game, and when the pick six happened, when you combine that with the trench play and how it was on both sides of the ball, I really did feel like that thing was going to go to nasty land, like quick, 49-0, 42-0. I was starting to almost go white noise and zero the planes and say, all right, this is the show we're going to do tomorrow. This is going to be an embarrassing end to the season. So thankfully, it did not go to that.
It's not an embarrassing end to the season?
No, what, the game. It didn't go 35-0, 42-0.
Okay.
You
agree, let's have a parade, Teddy.
You agree that would have been much worse, right? Like, there are levels to it?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it still sucks. It's still an embarrassing end, don't get me wrong, but I thought they were going to get completely obliterated in that game based off the start. Now it looked like the line play wasn't going to play. And it got me thinking about that, you know, that Florida game. Back in 2006,
I don't want to think about that game.
It just got me thinking about that, how it started with a bang, and you know, you return the punt, you're up 7-0, and then
that was the opening kickoff.
The opening kickoff, I'm sorry, yeah. It was the opening kickoff, Ted Ginn returned it for a score, and then not. Do you remember what Troy's stat line was?
I don't, but I'm gonna say bad.
He was 4 for 14 for 35 yards.
Oh, no.
And an interception. And we ran the ball for 47 yards.
Yeah, that was quite the day.
Oh, my God.
That was quite the day.
Now, I mean, I'm not making any points with that. It doesn't take the sting away from
the
end of the season.
That was worse than this. This is what we're doing now?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man.
It wasn't as bad as that, huh?
The Holocaust was much worse than what we saw last night. Yes, it was, Timmy. Yes, it was. It's good to have perspective.
Thank you. All right, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
All I can tell you is that there's going to be a lot of hoodies going around in African villages that have Buckeye Cotton Bowl on it.
Oh, what about
take all that merchandise and ship it over?
Well, what about just the generic shirt that has the participants on? Like, who the hell would ever wear that? Like, you talk about a bad gift to give somebody, like on clearance, on markdown. It's the one that has both helmets that just commemorates the game. So it's obviously not the championship shirt.
If anybody has
from Miami,
one of these, I actually want to know. I want you to take a picture of it and send it to me because I'm willing to pay good money for it.
People have these shirts. People get these shirts that have both teams on. Like,
I want somebody out there that has an Ohio State Missouri Cotton Bowl shirt.
No, you know what?
What?
You know what? Someone that works here has one of those shirts or hats. I can't remember if it's a shirt or a hat. Loose Cannon, Cole. Rothman, a nice producer. He has got a Mizzou Ohio State Cotton Bowl t-shirt or hat.
Hey, last night, better than that.
Yes, this season was better than that season.
Better than that.
This season was better than that.
Speaking of that game.
Same building, same place.
How is old
game sucked.
Burn the Boats doing? What was his name? Devin what?
Devin Brown.
Devin Brown.
Devin Brown. Teddy didn't play at Cal this year, right?
He re-entered the portal. He will tomorrow.
He's going back in the portal.
Let's get
it. Stop it.
Get her.
So he went to Cal.
New York City. By the way, I went back and looked at this. Several of those lines that Pharrell was yelling in there, they are song lyrics from the Rolling Stones' Shattered.
No, they weren't.
I'm just saying they were. They were. Big Apple, people dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic. That's from the song.
I like the other Pharrell better. The singer, Pharrell Williams. No, he's a better Pharrell
than
that guy.
Happy.
Better voice, too.
Isn't that it?
Happy. Yeah, Despicable Me. All those songs.
What are we talking about? Oh, things that are worse than last night. Yeah, all right. Got it.
No, Pharrell's not worse than
Pharrell's
last
worse.
Night.
Pharrell is
talk
worse.
Talk show host Pharrell is worse. Let me go back to the email account, all right?
I'm sorry.
Goodcleanboy at gmail.com. Yeah. Dozer chimes in.
How you doing, Tress?
Strung out on bath salts, Mike.
No doubt. He captions this with, I'm petty. So he starts off with number one, fire Ryan Day. No. He says, two, I'm still thinking about the punt that got downed at the 1 yard line by Miami. And they showed the gunner running straight out of bounds on his own and back into play and then down the ball, which is a flag. And it just wasn't called for some reason. I don't know. Three, when Miami went for a fourth down, ran a screen pass, they literally were blocking right off the snap, which they're not allowed to do, and they just went ahead and let him do it. Four, this was the most emotion I've seen out of Saiyan so far, which is a good thing. So we had a good point at the end. Go ahead and pick up talking point. I don't know what that means.
But,
Danny,
is it good emotion if he looks like he's ready to burst into tears in the fourth quarter?
Let's talk about that emotion for a second. Tell me if you agree with this, when I know I only have what the TV cameras are showing us when they pick and choose to show Ryan Day.
Right.
But does it feel to you like any time that the team is facing adversity, he wears the look of that? really well on his face and with his body language.
I have to be careful about this because...
I want to be careful about it, too. That's why I'm just kind of floating it out there and tell me if you disagree.
I'm not generally a fan of coaches like melting down and having screaming matches on the sidelines and really publicly dressing dudes down.
No, I think what I'm hoping for in my mind is the other way. Like when you get down by 7 or you get down by 10 and there's still game left, a little bit, maybe like a smile here and there. Like maybe a look of excitement to your guys, like a clap and like a pick. And I'm not saying he probably does some of this, but a lot of the times when I think we see the shots on camera, it's almost like he's feeling the weight of Buckeye Nation and the pressure and everything mount. And the look is just very stoic and like there's no emotion at all. And as he paces the sideline, yeah, that I guess is all. I'm just asking.
I guess I don't need the screaming. I also don't need the rah-rah time like you're referring to.
I understand that.
You know, you look at Urban. Urban, you know, won 3 national championships. Urban was famous for...
He ran his hand through his hair.
Letting emotions get to him all the time. He's grabbing his head and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't know how he had any hair left. What he's doing, he's yanking stuff out. Tress was the same way. By the way, how you doing, Tress?
Just threw myself down the stairs, Mike.
Me too. Tress, can you come back and coach special teams? That's all I want. You know what? We'll rename them Trestle Teams.
That's good.
He'll be the Trestle Teams
coach.
Come
up with that yourself.
Big Apple, people dressing. Big Apple. All right, more Too Hot and more comments about the game coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Westbound on the North Outer Belt, there is a disabled vehicle after 315. It's an accident on Federated Boulevard east of Sawmill. Westbound I-70 construction closing down the left 2 lanes between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. And no delays right now southbound on 315 from 270 heading into downtown. That is a 10-minute drive. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Our home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. You want to hear something funny? Too bad. You want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. Scattered light snowfall remains this evening and into tonight, but impact should be minimal. That will clear out overnight. Sky is clear. Temperatures fall into the teens. Friday, look for more sunshine, highs in the low 30s. Mix of sun and clouds through the weekend will keep us in the low 30s. We should be back into the 40s as we head toward early next week. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Happy New Year. We're here. It's Thursday. Reacting to the Buckeyes losing to Miami. How you doing, Tress?
Stabbing myself with a fireplace poker, Mike.
Sounds good, buddy.
What about, like, what's next? Like, what's next on your mind? Because transfer portal is already happening. That opens tomorrow. You're already seeing reports of different players. Bryce West, talented cornerback recruit. He's going into the portal.
You just told
Lincoln,
me that
Lincoln Keenholz,
you know, and
our quarterback,
we talked
is
about
a great
Lincoln.
Athlete. He's going.
Lincoln's got to play. He's not going to play here. He wants to go play on Sundays one day, and that's the game, man.
That's okay.
And so
that's
he's going to go in the portal, and I don't blame him for doing that one bit. I'll tell you what I do want. I want you to go out and get that Illinois kicker that just dropped in the portal.
Yeah.
Go out and get him.
I still don't know his name.
Jonah McGillicuddy.
Johnny Kicker.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? We can sponsor his name.
I don't care who you get. You just have to improve.
This kicker brought to you by Common Man and Tinny.
It doesn't matter.
We'll pony up the cash.
It's got to improve. We've got to have a kicking game. There's got to be some hope of making a 56-yard field goal every now
some
and then.
Some hope of making a 56-yard field goal. I'll take 45? A 40 with regularity, Timmy.
Meat? Well, I think that goes without saying. I think anything inside 48 should be basically automatic. And what you need to do is if ever you've got a shot to make from 50 to 55, you can 75% of the time, 80% of the time, step up there and do that. I think that
now you're just
that's available crazy. In the universe
now
right now.
You're just talking crazy. I wish we had Mike Nugent. Why am I singing? I don't know.
No.
Too hot.
All right, it's Too Hot Thursday. What do you got for us, Teddy?
All right, let's go back to Bishop and Friends, and they had Dom on earlier this week, and he was in Dallas, right? And
Dom does Dallas.
Yeah, let's just listen in. Thanks.
What will be the headline that delivers that win?
The dynamic duo tears it up. Darnell Tate, and they're going off. And I think we're going to see them light it up.
This is a deep cut. You don't need to react to it, but you're going to get the reference. Perhaps dynamic duo does Dallas.
Well,
it's a deep cut. I don't want to get you in trouble. Good talking to you, buddy.
I like that. Thank you. And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes,
good night.
You do. You liar. He's such a liar.
Like how Bo and I are the same person, apparently.
Yeah.
It'll be really good if, you know, you have Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, and they're able to get double penetration through the center of that field.
DP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DP.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad neither one of them can throw a block.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremiah had a hell of a day catching the ball, but
wide receiver block. That's
maybe,
what I'd like
lay
to see.
A finger on him and then the pick six doesn't happen. Maybe that. Maybe we can do that.
Jeremiah had 157 yards receiving.
I understand.
He was huge.
On the stat sheet.
Had the fourth down catch for the touchdown.
He was very
was
good.
Big.
He had some big plays. I got it. Also, I'm hearing some things about the officiating was bad. The officiating was bad. But you know what? I thought it was equally bad. Let's go back to that fourth down call where they just magically put the ball back after they said that Carson Beck's knee was down. That was a first down, dude. The Buckeyes lucked out.
Well,
not enough to reverse that. Come on.
Well, no, you want to know what you don't know was dumb for me is how they kept showing the replay of that and they're saying, "Oh, yeah, there's just not enough here to look at it." Well, why don't you stop the
television the
video?
Announcers?
Push pause.
Were awful.
Oh my God,
Dave Pasch and Domi Dvorak or whatever his name is.
It was bad.
My God,
it left a lot to be desired.
Even late in that game, the game's over, and neither one of them are acknowledging that essentially Miami can run this clock out. And the best case scenario is the Buckeyes get 10 seconds on the clock in a two-score game.
It's over.
It's over
for Bozo.
Well, you know, if they're able to do it and Ohio State doesn't come back to win, how's that going to happen? Is Zeus coming down from his chariot with a lightning bolt?
I'll smite you. I didn't think the audio mix was right when you talk about the broadcast. I don't know if that was just me or my TV set, but it sounded like they were pumping too much of the crowd noise in, and it was harder to even hear the broadcasters.
Good, drown them out completely. I wish I didn't have to hear
them. That's what they were doing. Now, we didn't hit on this yet. Where were you on... Do you have a problem with the clock management for the Buckeyes at the end of the first half when we did miss the Jaden Fielding kick? I thought...
Yeah, but here's what I think it was. I think it was Ryan Day was terrified of putting his defense back on the field. They're down 14-0 at that point. You can't get Miami off the field.
Yeah.
And so he didn't want to leave time on the clock because, A, he had no faith in his team to actually drive down the field and do something.
I feel
and
like
B, he didn't want to put Miami back on the field.
I feel like you're at a point in the game, though, where you're going into the half and you're down 14-0. You've still just got to be aggressive. And
I
you've
agree
gotta,
with you, buddy.
You got to act like you're going to get these first downs.
You don't think they were coaching scurred?
That's what I'm saying. I think they were, and I think that was... That was a misfire because I think there were a lot more yards to be had on that drive. And as we know, we need all the yards we can get for Jaden Fielding. Like, clearly, the range was there. If you go back and look at the kick, he powered that ball. Some people pointed out, too, that to them it appeared that when he was doing the lineup, like when Jaden goes into his routine, every kicker has a different routine. But a lot of guys take the left arm if you're a righty, pointed up to the upright. Some people said, is he putting his left arm outside the left upright? Like he's trying to aim and take dead eye. Does he know that, you know, the middle of the uprights is where you want to be?
Maybe he needs some Charlie Sheen get glasses from Major League. Some
Rick Vaughn specs. Some Chris Sabo specs. There was I think Blankenship. Is that the name of not Reed Blankenship, but there was a Blankenship kicker, I want to say, that maybe played for Georgia that had goggles, glasses inside his
helmet? I remember him, yes. You're right.
Get some of the goggles. Get some of the glasses. But he was he trying to go with the power fade from 51 yards? No, I can't imagine you're trying to fade the ball from that far away. I like to hit the power fade every now and then when I'm golfing. I can put that out there when I want to. But what he hit, that was the power pull. And I've done that too, where you set up and you align yourself on the right side of the fairway.
Power
you want to
pull.
Get your shoulders through the ball and just kind of yank it back and get some extra topspin and some roll on that ball. That's what he had. And it wasn't even close.
Where was that Reed Blankenship? What was he doing when he said
Trump,
that?
Do a Trumpy in the, I have a Trump folder.
I understand, but what was he referring to?
He's an eagle, so it should have to do with one of the Eagles.
Praises Eagles defense? Is there
try that one?
Or Eagles offensive line?
It'd be defense.
All right, let's
try that.
Come on.
On defense, the Eagles finished the regular season with the fewest yards allowed per game, thanks in large part to talented young stars like safety Reed Blankenship. Where's Reed? Come on.
Good player. Blankenship.
Aberdeen.
Play the Aberdeen Scotland one.
What was that one?
Should be, another Eagle. It's a football one. It's from the Eagles
it's
celebration.
Another Eagle. Offensive line?
Saquon had a season for the ages, running behind the most powerful offensive line in the NFL, featuring. That's true, huh? That's pretty. That's what this. It's a big group. We're going to introduce him, Jordan Mailata.
We wasn't that one.
It wasn't, but that's still a good one. No, which? Come on.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
You got it finally?
This is Florida Gators basketball is what this is. Florida Gators basketball.
Oh, the Gators.
I love that name. Denzel Aberdeen. I have a place in Aberdeen, Scotland. I like that name. Aberdeen. And he's a good player, Coach. I'd like to have him say, no, not that good. You look like a good player.
He is, really. Once again.
It looked like a good player.
Too hot, Teddy?
Too hot.
You want to do something?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
All right. Did you see the Sun Bowl yesterday? It was Gary Danielson's last broadcast.
It was. Before you play the clip, because that's the thing with Danielson, I contend.
You contend.
That is a beautiful setting for a football game.
El Paso.
That's a bowl game.
I'm going to El Paso on El Paso.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, I spent a weekend there one night.
You got it right this time. Congratulations.
Aberdeen. I spent a night there one month.
I was in El Paso.
No, just the Tony the Tiger El Paso Bowl, just with those mountains right there bordering Mexico. It is beautiful.
Great.
Gorgeous little backdrop.
All right, yeah, they were.
That's good. Thanks for jumping in.
Gary Danielson, Brad Nessler.
That's a fine drop in.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's a perfectly fine drop in.
And their sideline reporter, Jenny Dell, they were all in the booth at the very end.
Did Nessler put his Tin Man makeup on?
Yeah.
Silver Sheen?
Charlie Sheen?
Gary
Silver Surfer?
Gary Danielson's final broadcast. He's retiring. So at the very end, they had everybody kind of get together, and they're, you know, sort of remembering some things from all these seasons past, and we're playing, you know, had some little video packages and photos. And then, yeah, Gary, went to the very end, and then something happened at the very end. Here we go.
We're all wearing Gary stickers. There's the truck.
Thanks, you guys.
As Vern would have said,
appreciate it all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are going to have a great time tonight. Oh, look at those guys. How are we going to get out there? Listen, one more thing. It's sometimes you can say, how do you get off this guy right here?
Join hosts, party.
Oh, no.
Oops. They ran out of time.
They ran him out.
What was the last? So his last line on the broadcast ever is, how you going to get off this guy right here?
How you going to get off this guy?
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's no Beamer Columbus J.O.'s.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, Gary.
They're definitely tall. One of my guys said downstairs, he's a big guy. He said, these are the tallest human beings I've ever seen. You know, I have a son who's 6'9", but 6'9" is not, I now see, you know, he always says, Dad, I'm not that tall compared to some of these guys. And now I understand what he's talking about.
6'9" is tall.
6'9" is not that tall. You're in the 99th percentile.
Yes.
You're a giant.
Yes.
You should be playing basketball.
All right, more stupidity coming up. In 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
An accident has now been cleared away on Federated Boulevard that was east of Sawmill. Westbound North Outer Belt, a disabled vehicle off onto the right shoulder. That's after 315. Westbound I-70 construction closing off the left two lanes between Hilliard-Rome Road and State Route 142. And right now, no delays on US 33 either direction between Post Road and 270. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. And have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
So we have Rose Bowl on in here. And Indiana's going down the field. They're trying to get some points before the half. They're on like the 2 yard line now. Alabama's 2.
Oh boy.
They're chance up 10 to go up
17-0 here.
23 seconds left to go. But here we go. This is another game, my friend, where last night, Buckeyes, first half points, 0. Today, Texas Tech, first half points,
full game,
0.
Full game points, 0.
And here we are in this game, Alabama, first half points, 0. And they're not going to get any points before the half either.
But then again, and I'll be glad to eat my words on this. Indiana fans will be loving this. And I, you know what? Have fun. Enjoy this ride, because I still can't get it through my mind how insane this is that we're talking about a 13-0 Indiana team that won the Big Ten championship. The way that the sport is set up right now.
It's unprecedented.
That they did that. They have the Heisman Trophy winner, for God's sakes. And they might be shutting out Alabama on their way to the next round of the college football playoffs. Maybe we said it could never be done, but Indiana could be cooking to try to go 16-0 and win the national championship. By all means, go out there and do it. But I brought it up to Adam Rittenberg. It seems like Kurt Cignetti, if there would be a guy, a team, that you would say, yeah, forget about history.
They just scored. They're going to go up 17-0.
Yep, they're going to go up 17-0. Forget about history and how, you know, Indiana would probably feel some pressure because they've never been in a spot like this. The program has never been in a spot like this. You're playing Alabama. At some point, don't you just say, like, we're Ohio State, you're Indiana, you know?
Yeah, yes.
We win this game. But I don't care about what you've done. We're the Buckeyes, you're the Hoosiers. We win, you lose. But
what surprises me about this, Timmy, is that if you were to tell me a couple of years ago, before Indiana, Kurt Cignetti, before any of that happened,
yeah,
like, oh, Indiana's going to have this magical run, I'm going to say, oh, they must have lucked into some sort of big-time Indiana high school guy that wanted to stay home.
Like a Greg Oden type of prospect.
They run
for football.
Some sort of gimmicky offense.
Yeah.
But you watch this game, and you really watch what they did against Ohio State and what they're doing to Alabama right now.
They just play football.
It's just a workman type of performance. They're just going and bashing your head in.
They just play great football. Look at this. I mean, drawing up nice plays, nice pass plays around the goal line, getting a talented wide receiver wide open in the corner of the end zone, and a Heisman Trophy quarterback that delivers the ball calmly right on the money. That was our guy. Ah, Amari Cooper!
Fernando Mendoza does not possess any physical abilities that you would say, oh my God, look at that guy.
You know what he...
Look at the rocket on that guy.
You know what he reminds you of? A guy that's doing wonderful in the National Football League, but it was a very, very late draft pick, but has had a very nice career. He's done about everything but win the Super Bowl at this point. Brock Purdy. It's kind of what it reminds me of. Just the way he plays, the way he throws the ball with his rhythm, with his timing, but you're right. And maybe we're not giving Fernando credit enough. I think he has
credit enough. He won the Heisman Trophy.
No. I'm talking about for his attributes. I think he might have a stronger arm than we might give credit to.
He's fine.
Stronger arm than Brock Purdy.
From Cal.
No, he's working his way up to being the number one overall pick, possibly.
No, you know what I heard last night? By the way, it's like the season never existed, because back in August, all I heard was, you know, Buckeyes, I don't know what they're going to be. They're losing a lot. You got a young quarterback. He could crap himself on the big stage.
You know, you said that earlier, though, but, you know, a two-loss year for Ohio State, that's the max anyway for any year, whether you lose guys, whether you bring a lot of your talent
back.
That's
fine. My point is,
and they lost two this year.
We didn't think that was really the case. We looked at Julian Sain and said, well, this guy's a unicorn, and this offense is great, and there's no drop-off at all, and this defense is better. And that's just not me saying that. Guys like Joshua Perry and Tyvus have said, this defense is better than last year. They couldn't start on this defense. That's how talented they are.
Yeah.
But now that the season's over, we're back to the thinking in August. And you know who's the number one pick on some of the draft boards right now? Arch Manning. We went from Arch Manning's awesome, he's the greatest player ever, then the season started, and then he was different degrees of terrible. Now we've come full circle to where he runs all around Michigan, and he's the number one pick in the draft again. No, but I'm just saying, that's where we are now. Buckeyes are inconsistent, and Arch Manning's awesome. It's like the season never happened.
You have to go, or you have to put a lot of stock. I'm not saying we don't know for sure. I don't have the crystal ball that tells me whether Arch Manning is going to eventually figure it out and be a good player in the National Football League. I'll give him that chance. He's got a lot of talent. He really does. But Fernando Mendoza, he has been doing it time and time again, and he's been winning football games. And it's not as if it's not like they win football games in spite of Fernando Mendoza. It's not that. It's not that kind of team.
No, but just
you have to be more to win the Heisman Trophy. He's a great player.
I understand. He's a very good player. But let's go back to that game winner against Penn State. He was essentially, they will never admit this, ever, he was throwing that ball away. He was throwing that ball away, and Omar Cooper came down and did the tap dance of all tap dances to get his feet down there. That was like the Matrix. If that doesn't stay in bounds, are we talking about any of this?
It was one of the most unbelievable plays. Do you have that? Do you have that, Gus, in front of you right now?
Oh God, I gotta find it. Is it labeled Gus?
Teddy, can you turn mine on? I actually have it right here at my fingertips. Some of my favorite audio from the past year. I've heard a lot of people wanting our takes on the best clips that we've had on the show, too. This is one of my favorites. Gus and the call. You got it?
Yeah, I got
it. Go for it.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Touchdown. Wow. Omar Cooper. Unbelievable. Give him the Heisman Trophy now.
Again, trying to understand what
he's
awesome in that
he's
clip.
He's great.
Though.
I, you know, he's fantastic. All of that. But I like how the first place we go is Mendoza on the throw and not the catch that defied all logic. And by the way, the Buckeyes couldn't beat Indiana with Omar Cooper on the sideline.
Yeah, he was injured in that game.
He was injured in that game.
He went out in that game.
He went out early in that game.
But also, don't forget how they cracked Fernando Mendoza. Caden Curry, right? Right in the sternum. He was under duress. He had to go into the medical tent. It looked like he might have been out for the entire game, but he had the toughness to get back up, get himself back in that football game. He had blood on his elbow from early on. He took some shots, but he fought through it. And I do love playing the catch-throw game, catch or throw, and you look at a play and decide which one was, which one edged it out. Was it the quarterback? Was it the receiver?
More edging.
Touchdown, wow! Touchdown, wow.
And unbelievable. I still can't hear the Omar Cooper part.
He says Omari, it sounds like.
Omar Cooper! Unbelievable!
Omar Cooper!
Unbelievable!
Somebody's got to sample that in a song.
What do you mean sample that in a song?
Omar Cooper!
Just lay the beat down to it. A lot of people had a problem with Gus Johnson on that call. People are having enough of Gus Johnson. We get him a lot,
you know what?
For Buckeye football.
I've always been a defender of his because I feel like the enthusiasm is genuine. But I've had enough.
Yeah?
Yep, shelf life, it's expired for me.
I feel like I've hung on to Gus Johnson for long enough. I'm going down with the ship. I always loved him and his passion and his excitement. I mean, when he gave us that energy on the Ron Lewis three-point shot, and are you kidding me? The toss to break there, and we're going to overtime in Lexington. Ha-ha!
Unbelievable!
All right, I like that. That I actually like. That I enjoy. That tickled me.
You can mix that together, man.
Unbelievable! Yo, unbelievable!
Do we have the Ron? Here's Ron Lewis, good. By the way. I got Ron Lewis for
give
you.
Ron Lewis.
I got it.
Gotta hurry.
Connolly, five to go. Lewis has been awesome. Let's it go! To go. Lavender three-quarter court, and we're going to overtime in Lexington.
No, Timmy, that's just an excited broadcaster. That's normal. I have no problem
know,
with that.
I know. This is the somehow, Indiana call is different.
Somehow
I
we've
got it.
Morphed
I know.
From that into this.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Give him the Heisman Trophy now.
Come on, you can't compare those two calls, man.
He's been, no, I know you can't. I know what's happening. I'm just saying I'm going down with the ship. He's been reduced to a gobbling turkey.
What do you think, Keith Jackson?
Gus Johnson is a two-bit hack.
You're looking live. That's mess burger. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I swear Keith was in the news over the last 3 or 4 days. I saw some people tweeting
about Jackson?
Keith.
He's dead.
Of course, he's still dead.
Did they exhume him?
No, but maybe there was some award or some honor.
Oh, okay.
Something named after him.
Wow, Jack Sawyer! Sawyer! It's intercepted at the goal line! Unbelievable!
My God.
We got to put him out to pasture, man.
Gus,
put him on an ice floe.
Gus, why don't you just come this way?
By the way, as he ages, he's getting more ridiculous. It's the opposite of Al Michaels, where Al Michaels could see that play and be like, "Oh, whatever. That happened. Back to you, Herbie."
Well, Al's just filled with beef.
Your dog's licking my toes.
Al can hardly move. Al Michaels and Herbie's dog have the same diet.
Al's
fresh
petting.
They share meals. They both get down on all fours off of a plate.
I can't stop thinking about it. Al Michaels wearing a tie, throwing it aside as he sticks his mouth in the kibble jar.
He looks over at Peter. He's like, "Peter, you like that steak?" Yum.
Is that Collinsworth now? Collinsworth is here?
That's not a dog. That's not a doink. That's a dog.
All right. Back page. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Only one problem on the roadways right now. It is a disabled vehicle westbound on the north outer belt after 315. It's been moved off onto the right shoulder. Westbound I-70, two left lanes closed off for construction between Hilliard Rome Road and State Route 142. Expect some delays as you travel through there. I-70 on the east side, both east and westbound, no delays from 71 to State Route 79. And on 71 on the north side, north and southbound, no delays from 70 to Polaris Parkway. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
And Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Statistics show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
It all connects. The girl who walks for hours to bring home the family's water. The school she can't attend most days. Her little brother's belly laugh. Her dreams of being a teacher, an engineer, the mayor. It all connects. But at Child Fund, so do we, through everything we do, so every child can grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Because we need each other. Learn more at childfund.org.
Call the folks.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I tell you, it's just for me.
Feel better?
Al Michaels just being filled with beef could be one of my favorite images you've ever thrown in my head.
Well, I mean, I think it's something that has been discussed before. Al Michaels' diet. Al seems to be...
He eats red meat, no vegetables.
All, right. Like, you can read stories about that. He's discussed this. I think he's probably chatted about it on the air during a broadcast.
Mm-hmm. refuses to eat a vegetable.
Wonder how he likes his steak. Sure, he's very particular about the cook of his steak.
I'm sure he is.
He's a medium rare guy.
I'm going to say he wants
it nice and medium rare.
More like a rare guy.
Bloody.
I'm going to say it's super bloody.
Completely
Maybe
bloody.
Maybe a little cool to the touch on the inside. Red and cool.
A little too good. A little too good.
You want to do another too hot? We got time.
We got too hot time? Teddy?
Yeah, we got plenty. Yeah.
You Teddy?
You got it right?
Sure. Too hot!
Teddy?
Earlier we were talking about the... You know, Tito and just how...
yes, know. I remember.
Just how what?
Yeah. Just, you know, Tito.
Okay.
He's just...
If he could pick something that could just, you know... Tito.
Bone and Tyvus were chatting about Tito, and Tyvus had an opinion about Tito, and let's just give us a listen. Here we go.
Okay.
Just
Teddy.
He did, yeah.
Actually, I did take a bite of a donut today, so I lied.
That's sad.
No.
Tito brought him in for morning juice.
Tito is sad. Thank you, Tito. You should have checked him. I don't trust Tito.
I love Tito. He brought donuts in.
I don't trust him.
Oh, I trust it. That was sealed. I watched him break the seal.
He re-put it on there.
It was a fresh crack of the donut container.
He got the sticky paper at the house.
Some industries, fresh crack is very good.
There is a sneaky aspect to Tito where, you know, secretly he wants all of us to die so that he can move up a spot. So if he brings in poison donuts, then, you know, the world is his oyster.
Is that what's going to happen, though? Is he going to move up?
No. Speaking of full of beef.
I mean, Tito?
Oh, Tito's full of beef.
He's beefed up.
He's beefy.
Tito has this look where he'll try to be Woody Hayes, and I don't get it. He'll wear the thick-rimmed glasses, and then he'll wear the Woody Hayes hat, and he'll wear the polo shirt on certain days.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
I don't understand what's going on with Tito when he does that.
I will say, look, I don't like our YouTube camera placement in this studio. You know, I just don't like it. You can see how bald I am all the time, and it's just, you know, peering
bald.
Down. But
you're fine.
No, I'm not. Look at that. Look at it.
It's a little thin,
it's
but that's
a
what happens.
Thin. It's hideous.
My hair's thinner too than it was when I was a younger man.
However, the camera setup they have on Morning Juice, where it's fixed on Tito, who looks like a beached whale.
Jeez. Is it that you
it's
mean the.
Totally it's way on top.
Up high.
It's way
yeah,
up high.
Way
and the
up
way
there.
That Tito sits in the chair is like. Wah, wah.
There's no. We're doing the best we can with the space that we have. We couldn't, like, blow the walls out. I mean,
it's like
walls
a
are,
rhino ready to give birth.
Look, I'm saying it's. You have to factor in the studio that we had. We couldn't do only so much with the studio space. You can't blow the walls out to rebuild
it. You can't blow the walls.
These are load-bearing walls. They're not coming down. So you have to smash them into the corner where they are in the studio and do the best with what we got. I think it's a pretty nice job what they built in there.
How you doing, Tress?
Just burning myself with a branding iron, Mike.
Me too. Good job today, Teddy.
Thank you.
Back page.
Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We've been asking for your comments. You know the email line open, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Corey says, my sad limp dildaroonies. I just wanted to say that everyone who is so happy and excited about the Michigan win while barely acknowledging the playoffs need to make sure they don't say a thing about the last two performances. They got their Michigan win. And that's what was important to them. I've been saying since last year, I don't care much what happens in the game as long as there's a good performance in the playoffs. I just hope all the we must win the Michigan game every year fans are happy today. You
well,
got your wish?
Again, I don't know why this has to be one or the other.
No, I'm with you. That's my issue. It's both.
It does not have to be one or the other. It is not unreasonable to expect to beat Michigan. It is not unreasonable to expect to win the Big Ten when you're undefeated. No, it's not one or the other.
Don't you think it's special? Like, can we just rewind in our minds what it was like that week building up to the Michigan game? It was fun, wasn't it? That's what it's all year? About. Yeah.
No, it was torture.
There was nerves. But again, that was of our own doing for losing four straight, telling you that it still does matter. It doesn't mean that that's a bigger deal than going and winning national championships. But I love having regular season rivalry games that are a really big deal just because it's the game on the schedule that week. That's great about sports.
Happy New Year, friends. We're back tomorrow. Maybe you're enjoying some time off still. Maybe you're back to work. But we'll be here for you. 3 in the P. Talk to you then. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Northbound US 23 is shut down due to fire activity between Sperry Drive and US 22. If you're looking for an alternate route, State Route 104, the best way to get around that. Also westbound on the North Outer Belt, it is a disabled vehicle off on the right shoulder after 315. Westbound I-70 left two lanes closed off for construction between Hilliard Rome Road and State Route 142. And no delays right now on 71 south side, and both north and southbound between the Madison Fayette County line and the 7315 split. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.